All right, good morning. Hope you're all doing well. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting at the two dots on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. We'll learn until the last of the middle width lines, five lines from the bottom on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Let's get started. We have said in our Mishnah Ad Masai La Mutar Lahachzir. Our Mishnah was discussing the dinim of Onah, and when there was a mischarge, what are the parameters? How much time does a person have in order to go back and collect the onah, that which they were overcharged? So says the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, that you have a very short period of time, just enough time to go to your family and friends and verify that the price that you got was a good deal. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman limits this din. Amar Rav Nachman, lo shanu ba'al lokeach. This only applies to a buyer. It does not apply to a mocher. Aval mocher la'olam chozer. We will see the Svara and the Gemara a little bit later. A mocher is always allowed to be chozer. And the Gemara says, I have a raya potentially for Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, Neima mesayele chozer ledibri chachamim. Remember at the end of our Mishnah, we saw that Rabbi Tarfon had a unique shita of onah, that one is allowed to charge up to one third above, which is much more significant. It's double, right? 1/6 is 16.5%. 1/3 is 33%. So says the Gemara, perhaps our Mishnah is a raya, because Chazru L'divrei Chachamim, when the merchants heard about Rabbi Tarfon's lenient shita that onah is up to 1/3, but then they heard the conditions that came with it, they went back to the Chachamim and said, we'll take our 1/6. Now, Iyamris Bishlam Amocher La'olam Chozer, if you want to say that, like Rav Nachman says, that there's a difference between a lokeach and a mocher, that a lokeach has a short window and a mocher has a longer window. So then, Mishum Hachi Chazru, then we understand why the Talmidim did what they did. But if you say that the mocher and the lokeach have the same exact din, then there was no reason for them to back off of Rabbi Tarfon's shita. My nafka hu mina. There should have been no reason why they backed off. If you say that the lokeach and the mocher have the same exact rules by onah, there's no reason for the chachamim. There's no reason for the merchants at that time to not have picked Rabbi Tarfon's shita. So therefore, it must be that Rav Nachman is right. Says the Gemara, no raya. Because Tagri Lud lo shchiach de tol. This Mishnah is not a good example, because the merchants of Lud, which was where Rabbi Tarfon was and where he had given his psak, that's not what they were angling for. They were not very likely to make a mistake on their end. They were not likely to get underpaid, in which case they would need more time. They were likely to get paid. They were likely to overcharge. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah for Rav Nachman. But nevertheless, we have a story that verifies the shita of Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, Ushpizichne de Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama was staying at someone's house. So the host of Rami Bar Chama's house, Zavin Chamra Vita, he was selling wine and he made a mistake in his sale. In other words, he lost some profit on what he was doing. And Ashkeched Hava Ativ, he saw that... Rami Bar Chama saw that the host was upset. Amarle, Amaya Tzibas, why are you upset? Amarle, the host said, Zvini Chamra Vita. He said, I was selling wine and I made an error in my sale and I didn't make as much profit as I wanted. Amarle, Zil Haderbach, you can go back on the sale. Amarle, the guy said, no, I can't, because Hashahai, I waited, Hashahai Li, Yosir Michadei She'er Letaga or Lekrovi. I waited longer than the parameter given in the Mishnah that a Lokeach is allowed to wait, which is just, let's say, a half hour till you get to your family. So says the Gemara, no, you've misunderstood. That din is only by a lokeach, not a mocher. Shadre lekami de Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman was the one who just limited our Mishnah and said that the rule of that short period of time applies to a lokeach, but a mocher can always recant and always go back on a shita. So Amarle lo shanu ela lokeach. He went to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, no, you, the wine seller, you're upset. You can always go back. Why can you always go back? Aval mocher leolam chozer. Why does a mocher not have a time limit, an upper limit, when he is allowed to go back and collect on errors of sales? Because, says the Gemara, my time, lokeach mekho biyado. When there is a person who buys an item, if I buy a phone, here's my phone. I bought my phone. You know what? I'm going to go see if I got it. I'll get home. I'll ask my family, is this a good deal? Fine. That I can do. I always have a device with me. I always have the thing that I purchased to compare and contrast against what's normal for the market. But hecha da'azil, kol hecha da'azil, machbile, I can always show it to people. But amrile yitayilota, I can always show my family members. But a mocher is different. Mocher de lo knockat mikhe biyade. But mocher, I sell you the phone. I'm the one who sold the phone. I don't have the phone with me anymore. I have no idea if I got a good deal. When will I find out? Says the Gemara, admi srami le zvinte kizvinte biyeda ita viilota. The only way that a mocher is going to be able to know if something happened is if he sees something on the market that is actually being sold in a way that he saw that he took a loss. Rishonim here point out that that's only true if the market didn't change. If I'm selling gold at $10 an ounce and I make only a small profit and then another guy made a huge profit, then I see that I've lost. So therefore, the mocher has a lot more time. The Gemara says 12 lines down, Ha'u garva davanakat varshachi lizvuni. This guy who took, they're like strips of silk. He was selling pieces of silk. And Karishisa Vishavya Chamsha. He was selling them for six when they were really worth five. So he was making his a profit. The Gemara says, "Vihavu Yavale Chamsho Palga Habashakyo." Had they paid him five and a half, even though he really wanted to charge six, he wanted to make a 20% uptick, but he would be happy with 5.5. So this guy had a svar. Also, who gavra v'amar yehivna lechamsho palga hava mechila. If I say I'll pay you 5.5, so then I'll pay 5.5. That's true, and I'll get the item, and then the sale will be finalized hava mechila. But what I'd rather do is etin lo shisa. I'd rather give him six, but because six is above 1/6, because the starting point was five. If I pay six, that's the 20% payment. Above payment. So etin lo shisa, I'm going to pay him six, but then I'm going to bring him to Bezdin va'aspa but ladina. So that was what he wanted to do. Then he'd get the whole zuz back, and then he would have gotten everything at cost, which would have been even cheaper for him. So asa l'kamei d'rabba, they went to Bezdin. Amar le, lo shana l'bekeach min atagar. Very important principle in the world of Ona, that when do we say that there are rules of Ona? That's only true in regards to a salesman. However, aval b'lokeach mi bala bais ein lo lav Ona. When it comes to Ona, it's only by a tagar. If I'm selling you a private item that I own, I can charge you whatever I want because there's sentimental value. And says the Gemara, "Who gavra to have a nakid kipi lizvuni?" There was a man who was selling earrings, kari shisin v'shavi chamshin. He was selling them for 60, but they were really worth 50. V'havu yavale chamshin v'chamisha. Had someone paid him 55, same as the story before. Have a shakil. So this guy showed up. Also, who gavra v'amar yehivna le chamshin v'chamisha. If I were to pay him 55, havi mechila, the sale would be final. But I have a way that I can even get away with paying less than 55. I could possibly pay only 50. I'm going to pay 60, which is a 20% uptick in pricing, and that's usser. And then I can go to Bezin and get my money back. Also, the Kamadar of Chizan went to the Bezin. They said, no. That's only true by a merchant. When you're dealing with something private, something personal, so then there's no din of ona. Let's say I have an heirloom pair of earrings. They're from my great-great-grandmother from the other side of the pond. And they're worth, on paper, they're worth $1,000. But they're very valuable to me. I'm going to sell them for 25. Mutter, no problem. When they're personal items, you don't have a rule of ona. Amar Avdimi Yashar, this is correct. V'chein Amar Rebbe Lazar Yashar, this is true. Says Gemara, how can you say that this is true, that the Baal HaBayis has no rules of ona? The next Mishnah that we're about to learn in five lines, V'anon Tanan, K'shem Shona L'Hedyot Kachon L'Tagar. Just like there is ona by a regular person, so too there's ona by a merchant. And the Gemara analyzes, Man Hedyot, La Baal HaBayis. You just said a moment ago that I can sell the heirloom earrings for $25,000 and make a massive profit well over 1/6. But the Mishnah that's about to come up says you're not allowed. Amar Rav Chisda, if you're a Baal HaBayis who's selling bitzad riyasa, you're selling things that you don't really care about. You're selling, garments that are not meaningful to you. Let's say you have a basement store in your house. You cannot charge ona. It's only when you're selling personal stuff. About money tashmishte the akiri ale. But if you're selling kalim, you're selling things that are expensive to you. Lo mezabin luhu ilo bedami yisere. You'd only sell it for a lot of money. So that's the distinction, that we have three categories. We have merchants, the rules of ona always apply. We have a Baal HaBayis, where it depends. If he's selling something personal, there's no rules of ona. If he's selling something that's impersonal, he just has a store in his basement and he's just doing it for business, but he doesn't care about the items. So then there is ona. That brings us to another Mishnah, just about halfway down, Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Let's continue. The Gemara says both the buyer and the seller have rules of ona, which means that the buyer should not have to pay more, and the seller is not allowed to overcharge. And the mocher as well cannot be underpaid. So says the Gemara, that's the line we just saw above, which we just pointed out, is that does speak about a Baal HaBayis who's selling items that are not personal to him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't ona l'tagar. We have to see what this line means. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no ona for a merchant. That's the opposite of everything we've been saying. And Mishu Hutala, love the person who has the loss, the person who has the ona, yado alha elyona, either the lokech or the mocher, then they have the upper hand. Because Ratza, if they wanted, then Omer lo, they can say, tainli ma'osi, just give me my money back, or otainli Masha Anisi, or give me back that which you either underpaid or overpaid, depending on who we're talking about. Says Gemara Menani Mili, how do we know that both the Lokech and the Mocher have Ona? Because it's a Pasuk, the Tanur Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, V'chisim krumim kar la'misecha al tonu. Says the Gemara, Ein li ela shenis ane Lokech. From the Pasuk, it seems to be that we're only talking about the buyer. Nisana lemocher minayin. How do we know that we're not allowed to shortchange the seller, Tamalomar, Okano al tonu. Because we have extra words of Okano. We needed the pasuk to go out of its way both to speak about the lokech and to speak about the mocher. Why? Says the Gemara, just about two-thirds of the way down. Because of Rachmana mocher, mishum dekim lebizvinte. Because when we're talking about the mocher, if I have a business, I know what my costs are. I know exactly how much I need to charge to make a profit. I'm a bucky in my field. So if I'm selling dresses, I'm selling ties, I'm selling shoes, I know exactly what my costs are. So by me, I have to be very careful. About lokeach, but the buyer, delokin lebizvinte, who doesn't know the merchandise well, emalo asere rachmana belotonu. Maybe we should say he can pay whatever he wants, even if he gets a better price, he pays under. The rules shouldn't apply to a lokeach. Therefore, the Torah had to speak about a lokeach, which was the beginning of the Pascha v'chisim krumim kralam yisecha. Because of rachmana lokeach, but had it been that the Torah only spoke about a lokeach, I would have said mishum dekakani. He's the buyer. So the ka'amri inshi zav niskani is that when you buy something, you get something, you're the one on the upper hand. There's an assumption in the Gemara that the buyer is the one who always wins out because you walk away with an item, and the seller walks away with no longer having an item. So there's a little bit of an upper hand. So therefore, we would assume that over there we have the rules of ona. Aval mocher davu dekamovid, but the seller who's no longer going to have the item that he's selling. So then damri inshi zavan ovid. The seller is the guy who loses out. Emelo hazrei rachmana belotonu. I might have thought that the Torah does not have ona by a mocher. Therefore, tzricha. The Gemara at the two dots, three-fourths of the way down. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't ona latagar. We have to figure out what this means. Mishum shu tagar ain't lo ona. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that the merchant doesn't have ona? That's the classic person to have ona. You go to the store, he can charge you whatever he wants. What do you mean ain't lo ona? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean it make any sense. Two answers. Here's answer number one. Amar Rav Nachman, that when our Mishnah, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, that when our Mishnah says that we're talking about a tagar, it's betagar safsar. It's a middleman type of guy. Safsar Shanu. And my time, why is it that if there's a middleman, there's no rules of Unah? Because Mela Yada Zvinte Kamashabi, this guy knows exactly what he's doing. That's his profession. He sells things. And Omar, what he knows what he's doing, Va'achule Achil Gabe. And sometimes they'll take an intentional loss. The reason he sold it at a loss was Mishum de Isrami Lezvinte Achrisi, because he had another deal and he needed to get some cash on hand. I'm willing to take a little bit of a financial loss over there to make a profit over there. So that's what he did. And now you're coming back at the 11th hour and saying, I want my money back. No, when you know exactly what you're doing. So by him, we are allowed to be in a scenario where we underpay the safsar because he's doing it intentionally. Rav Ashi Amar, different answer. My ein latagar ono. What does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that there's no ona for a tagar? Ein b'toras ona she'afilu b'pachus michdei ona chozer. He's not shayech to the world of ona at all. Namely, he never has to take a loss because he's running a for-profit business. She'afilu b'pachus michdei ona chozer. If he's ever under even a penny, he can go back to the little kach and say, you made me take a loss. They have completely opposite answers, totally different cases. Tanya Kabasi, the Rav Nachman, we have a brisa like the Shita of Rav Nachman, which was answer number one, that we're talking about a safsar, that the case of Rabbi Yehuda in our mission, where he says that ain la tagar ona, he's talking about a middleman. What's the brisa? The brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer tagar ain la ona b'nei shu baki. Oh, so that was what Rav Nachman said, that this guy knows exactly what he's talking about, he knows what his costs are, he knows exactly what he needs to charge, and by him, there's no ona because he's willing. He's fully knowledgeable about his product. Next two dots, 12 lines from the bottom. Mishuta lalav yada alayona, the person who gets impacted negatively, he's the one who has the upper hand. Money mas nisan, lo reb nasan, lo reb Yehuda nasi. So we have our mission over here, who says that the person with the upper hand is the one who gets to negotiate and gets to get back what he needs. The problem is that with the brice we learned yesterday on the bottom of Nunamud Beis, with Rebbe and with Reb Nasan or Yehuda Nasi, it doesn't fit. E Reb Nasan, if you want to look at Shitas Reb Nasan on the bottom of Nunamud Beis, you'll see Masnisim Tani Ratza, Vraisa Lok Tani Ratza. Our mission over here uses the language of Ratza Omer Lo Vechule, and the brice on the bottom does not say that at all. That doesn't work. At least it doesn't work. It doesn't say that in Reb Nasan Shita. And Reb Yehuda Nasi Masnisan Katani Lokeach Ubraisa Katani Mocher. And the problem is that our mission over here talks about a Lokeach. But the Bryce on the bottom of Nunam Abez, according to Reb Yehuda Nasi, is talking about a Mocher. So we'll see a couple of very rapid, quick answers. It says the Gemara Simen Zav Rash, as we'll see. Amar Reb Elazar, that's the Zayin in the mnemonic. O Na Azu Eni Yodea Mi Shina'a. Says the Gemara, you're right. Our Mishnah, in this Mishnah, over here that talks about Ona, is not like either of those Shitas. It's a third Shita in the Tanaim. Rabba Amar Lo'olam Reb Nasan, he really is Reb Nasan, but Tani Nami Braisa, the Braisa Ratza, really the Braisa needs to be fixed. The Braisa Nunam Abe should be talking about the language of Ratza, but it's not. We should add it back in. Rabba Amar Lo'olam Reb Yehuda Nasi, really it's the other Shita, Reb Yehuda Nasi. But my Deshir Be Masnisi Kama Farish Be Braisa. And the fact that one was talking about a Lokech and the other was talking about a Mocher, They're working together, and really they're both correct. And Amar Ravashi Dekanami, that this actually sounds right. Diktani Echad Alokech Vechad Amocher, Mufarash Le Lokech, Shmamina, Shiure, Shiure Le Mocher, Shmamina. Says the Gemara that according to Ravashi, it seems that this last approach is correct with the approach of Rava, that really Lokech and Mocher applies to both, because this is what the Brisa says. Echad HaLokech Vechad Amocher. Mufarash Le Lokech, we have one explanation about the Lokech, but we left out the Mocher, Shmamina, Shiure, Shire Le Mocher, Shmamina. We therefore see that that our Mishnah is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We'll stop right here, five lines from the bottom at Itmar. Pick up Emirat Hashem on Shabbos with the rest of Nun Aleph and Daf Nun Beis. Wishing you all beautiful Shabbos.